Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip. Hamas has called upon Egypt to send its army into Jerusalem to liberate the Al-Aqsa Mosque. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
When the Egyptian foreign minister suggested recently that Egyptian soldiers should take over the security in the Gaza Strip, the Hamas spokesman, Ismail Radwan, said that Arab countries should send their armies to the Israeli capital and take over Jerusalem, which the Palestinian Authority wants as its capital for the state of Palestine. The call by Hamas for the Arab world to liberate Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is located on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, means that the most sacred spot on earth to Judaism, the Temple Mount, could see the armies of the Arab world take action against the heart of Israel and the Jewish people. Hamas, the Palestinian Islamic Terror Organization, has bitterly objected to the ongoing talks between the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and the Israelis, and wants the Arab and Islamic world to make plans for a conquest of Jerusalem, and that to take place very soon. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A call by Hamas for the Arab and Islamic world to send its armies into Jerusalem to liberate the Temple Mount is a scenario that is found in Bible prophecy for the end times. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Rejecting the suggestion from Egypt's foreign minister that the Egyptian army should take over security in the Gaza Strip, the Hamas has called for what could become a major conflict in the Middle East. The Hamas spokesman has called for the Arab and Muslim world to enter Jerusalem and liberate the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is located on the Temple Mount, a holy site to both the Muslims and the Jews. Arab and Muslim armies on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem would signal to any student of Bible prophecy that the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, was very close at hand. The ancient Jewish prophet Joel said that in the last days, a mighty militia, the largest army ever formed on earth, would come to Jerusalem to take it from the Jewish people. That's Joel chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. There is only one group of people that could form such a military might, and that is the Islamic peoples, as revealed in Daniel chapter 11, Ezekiel 38, and Psalm 83. However, before the major battle over Jerusalem takes place, Jesus Christ will call for Christians to join him in the heavens. That's Revelation chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 to 18, and 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 to 53. Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. The Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...